Breakout, Celebrating Difference, part one of a three-part series, directed by Alison Toomey.
When I told a not-out friend of mine that I was going to be in this exhibition and making this speech, he said I must have a lot of guts. It might surprise you to know then that I'm actually shaking like a leaf up here, that I struggle to start conversations with people I haven't met before, and I worry unhealthily about whether my friends really like me or not. My confidence isn't the best, yet here I am. I'm perfectly happy to be a shy, nervous wreck if it means I can use whatever confidence I may possess to stand here and tell you about the asset, the treasure, the family that is Breakout. Every Saturday, I have the privilege of drinking tea and sharing stories with some of the funniest, strongest, most talented young adults Donegal has to offer. The 4 years I've been going to Breakout have guided me from a naive and newly out 17-year-old to the 21-year-old man I am today. Breakout has achieved more in its short life than many other groups could ever hope to achieve. It's been a catalyst for change in Donegal and has protected, cared for and cherished the young people who have used it. Some might say it's just tea in a room with a pile of gays, but for some of us that cup of tea is the sweetest cup of the week. Breakout is the young people who have chosen it as their safe place. Breakout is the young people who organise this entire event, who will be our featured lawmakers, designers and psychologists. Is the young people who feel so at home around a dining table and with other people like them. Is the young people who wrote, "I love being me and I am who I am" on the pavements in front of An Grignion Theatre. Breakout is the young people who've been given the courage to be who they truly are. Thank you.
That was Kevin Carter speaking at the Faces of Donegal exhibition in spring 2013. It was the first time that I became aware of Breakout and I was really interested in finding out more. So I met up with Sinead Murray, the main youth leader there, and asked her to talk to me about the group and the work they do with LGBT youths in the county.
Breakout is an LGBT youth group based here in Donegal. There is currently two youth groups, one in Letterkenny, which meets every Saturday, and then one in Buncrana, which meets every Tuesday. And basically what it is it's a fun, safe environment where LGBT young people can come and be themselves each week. We do a lot of personal development courses with them, youth leadership courses, sexual health, mental health. But not only that, it's the space. It's the space to come and have a chat. It's the space where LGBT people can come and maybe gain that experience from other LGBT people and their journey and how they got through coming out or got through telling their parents that they're LGBT. So it was set up in 2009 and it was set up by multi-agencies. Basically, Donegal Youth Service spearheaded with the HSE. Other multi-agencies came together, such as the VEC, other community organisations, and they identified the need. There was no LGBT services, active LGBT services at all in Donegal pre-2009, and they came in and they just thought, no, we're going ahead with it. Even though they were apprehensive, they initially thought that people would be outside Donegal Youth Service with banners saying, you know, don't, you know, no gays come in, or, you know, they genuinely thought that that would happen. They genuinely thought that there'd be negative press. It didn't happen. And it started off very simplistic. Let's see how this works. And it just took off. There was four core people at the start. Now I would have approximately 40 young people that I meet with in a one-to-one capacity or work with in group work. So it's really taken off and it's very short, it's only 4 years, but yeah, it's very positive, very, very positive.
Do you remember meeting those four young people for the first time?
I do. I remember meeting every single one of them for the first time, and the majority of them are so nervous. You know, they text the Breakout phone, or, you know, they'd ring the Breakout phone, or they'd email me through the Facebook page, and they would be just so nervous. you know, it would be even, they'd be confused or, you know, I don't want to go near a group or whatever. I would meet them in a one-to-one capacity first. So then that they would have, maybe give them a wee bit of confidence and bring them into the group then eventually. And yeah, every single one of them, I can remember them walking in and to where they are now. And the change is polar opposite. Polar opposite, you know, even in terms of, you know, what was going on for them in their life. You know, there's a lot of fear when you're not out and you know, to hold that from your best friends, from your mum, your dad, your aunt, your brother, whatever. The pressure and stress of that is immense. And whenever you see other young people that have went through that journey, you see that there's a light. You say, do you know what? I can do this. And it gives them a bit of confidence that they can. And eventually they do. Mm-hmm. And they see. Then they're kind of here. And then younger people coming in again, or newer young people coming in, and they take over that role and that kind of sharing their experiences of how they came through it.
So what age usually are people, when you hear from them first, and they email you first, ring the phone line, have you an average age?
We work with 16 to 23. That is what the group, is the age bracket that we work with. But now in saying that, if a 12-year-old Facebooked me, of course I would talk to them and you know, support them in any way that I could. The average age, like 12 is the average age that you first kind of identify your sexuality in Ireland. But the average age then that you tell any other human being is 17. And I have seen that through, you know, through the last 4 years, that I wouldn't see young people at 12 Facebooking me. 13, I wouldn't. Very rarely. The average age that we have in Breakout would be 20, would be that age group, you know, 18, 19, 20, you know, and even older. Obviously, the young people are very scared of homophobia, homophobic bullying. Obviously, in schools, that's, you know, I believe, and a lot of other people would believe, 17 is the age they come out because they've left secondary school. They've gone on to college. They've went on to the, you know, the bigger cities. So there's that kind of security in a city away from home, you know. So that's what I think the trend is in and around 20. That is the average age. And it's, I suppose it's that kind of, you get to over the teenagers and you teenage age and you kind of go, whatever. Mm. Do you know? Mm. It's very hard for LGBT people to come out in schools in Donegal, in Ireland.
Is it even more difficult when you live in a rural community, do you think?
Around rural Ireland, yeah. Is it more difficult? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if you asked yourself the question, how many times have you seen two lads walking down Letterkenny Main Street holding hands? Never. People would not feel safe to hold their partner or their girlfriend's hand walking down the street in Letterkenny. So that is an issue. So that kind of freedom of being allowed to express who you are. And I don't mean public displays of affection. I don't mean it like that, but just your natural, you know, say a straight couple and a husband and wife. Like a husband and wife would never think, God, how lucky am I to hold my wife's hand walking down the town. I know, I can guarantee you, so many gay people, when they're down shopping or having spent the day with their partner, it would definitely come into their head at least once, I would love to hold her hand. And I know no straight couple would ever think like that. And I often think when I'm down in Letterkenny, when I see, you know, a straight couple holding hands, you don't know how lucky you are. Do you know?
It's something I've never thought of.
Yeah, sure.
And it is just something you take totally and utterly for granted. It's funny, isn't it, how it works now? Because even if you're in a big city, if you're in an international city, if you're in New York or, you know, London, mm-hmm. and you see a gay couple walking mm-hmm. by, you think nothing of it because mm-hmm. it's normal. Mm-hmm. But in rural Ireland, you just do not see of any age. Yeah. It's not even just the youth. Mm-hmm.
the young people, it's any age, you do not see gay people walking around holding hands, sitting together, hugging, sitting on a park bench, their arms around each other. It just doesn't happen, does it?
No.
And that's because we just haven't moved on far enough for it to be accepted.
Yeah. I think it's just the safety. It's, you know, you need to be very wary. You know, if you were going to do that, you know, you would need to be completely, you know, that you know that you're safe to do that. You know, so it's just a safety element. And unfortunately, in 2013, nearly 2014, that we are actually saying that. It's bizarre.
Because it isn't actually a safe thing to do.
No.
Yeah, that's what you're saying there.
No.
It wouldn't be a safe thing to do for two of the young guys in Breakout to leave the meeting, leave the group on a Saturday afternoon, walk downtown, go shopping with their arms around each other holding hands. No.
No way.
No way.
No way. Whatever about two girls holding hands, because there is that, you know, you see girls, they're more almost affectionate towards each other anyway. They're more tactile. People might presume they're just friends and that would be okay. But two boys, no way. It wouldn't be safe for them at all.
So we still have a long way to go, don't we?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
To put my arms around him. Yeah. There's a life across the river that was meant for me. Instead, I live my life in constant misery. There's a life across the river, but I do not see why I should please those who will never be.
Sinead, if you just could tell me all about the Faces of Donegal. What is the Faces of Donegal?
I kind of came across this book. It was called Faces of Ireland. And basically what it was pictures of, it was older people and their story in a book. And I remember reading it thinking, wow, this is so beautiful. And it was just very short stories and just a picture of the person. And I remember sitting, looking at it and thinking, wow, wouldn't this be phenomenal if you could do, like, LGBT Faces of Ireland in a book. It'd be lovely. And I kind of kept it with me. And I always thought I'd love to do it in Donegal. And I knew it hadn't been done before in Ireland. And then we applied for money, and I kept it in the back of my head, and I said to the young people, what do you think of this idea? And they loved it. And that was it. I applied for funding and received the money and we went with it. Basically, we have 22 stories. 23 people were involved in it. And it's stories of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, but not only them, their families, their friends, but the stories are also different. So it's about their journey. And it might be, you know, just a very small story about something in particular, if that is the death of a loved one, or, their story of love, or their story of coming out, or their story of experiencing bullying in school and leaving school because of it. When I was doing the project and going with the young people and the older people, I was just so surprised at the stories. I never thought that we would capture, the people would be so honest with their stories. You know, I cried at whenever reading people's stories. I cried and I laughed and, it was really overwhelming that people trusted, first of all, trusted us and trusted me to kind of take their story and take it to a platform that give it the due that it deserved. And I was overwhelmed by that, totally overwhelmed. And like when you see the end product, it was, you just know even by the end product, it was a beautiful journey. You know, when you see the people, even that might have been so apprehensive beforehand, they're very proud of the exhibition out there.
It definitely was a journey for people. It was a big leap of faith, wasn't it, for people to get involved?
Yeah, I think at the start, you know, the whole concept was LGBT faces of Donegal. And when I went to, you know, the younger LGBT people and the older LGBT people, they were very much, I'll definitely do it, but I'm not showing my face. And I was like, that's okay, that's fair enough. Anything that symbolises you, whether it's a tattoo, your hands, whatever, you know, anything. And funny enough, whenever it came to it, every one of them, apart from two, didn't show their faces. And the two that didn't show their faces was the Garda Síochána and the lesbian teacher. And which is interesting, which is very interesting, which is understandable. And I can understand it. But the people that said, no, I'm not doing it, no, I'm not showing my face, did show their face and was very proud to show their face. Do you know? And I think that says a lot about the journey that we went on together in doing the exhibition.
I was dying to meet some of the people from Breakout, and I came across Eamon, Darren and Ian, and also Kevin Carter, whom I had met briefly before and who was heard speaking at the start of this programme.
Hi guys, how are you? Hi Kevin, do you remember me?
Oh right, yes, your hair is shorter.
Oh yeah, that's
sorry, I didn't recognise you. Usually don't pick up on faces.
My own husband wouldn't even notice that. So what do you guys make all of this?
It's strange and kind of like awesome in a way, because seeing it all laid out like this, you don't really think about all that we've done.
Yeah.
And it's kind of amazing.
We've done a lot.
Yeah, we are pretty awesome.
I forgot about a lot of this stuff.
The photographs and stories are incredible.
Yeah, they're really good.
They really turned out. They really came together really nicely. So what about the work that was put into that there?
Lots of Photoshop. Lots of Photoshop.
We're not all
that was good fun. Like, the photo shoots were a bit, you know, daunting at the start, because, you know, you're walking in and she's just doing, stand there, look natural, pose, you're like, okay, right, that's fine. But no, it worked out really well, and they're lovely, and the stories are great, and yeah, it looks really good.
Are you all very proud of today, proud of the work you've put in?
Yeah, definitely.
So who's coming today belonging to you all?
I've got no one, so...
You've got?
No. Mother isn't best pleased.
She what?
Mother isn't best pleased.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky, it's fine. I'm going to try and smuggle my little sister into it though later on.
Okay. So did you ask your mum, you invited her here today,
yeah.
You told her?
She just, well, she can't get out because of work anyway, like, but, you know, I'm going to try and get them in later on this evening whenever it's quiet and stuff, so.
Okay.
It would have just been nice for her to meet everyone, like, but that's great.
But she'll be here this evening, there?
Hopefully, yeah. She'll come in this evening.
What'll she make of all this, do you think?
God knows, actually. She's a little old school, so I don't know. She adapts. She's used to it at this stage now, so she needs to just take it in her stride, I suppose.
Do you think she might learn a lot?
I hope she does. That'd be nice if she did.
Yeah. Do you think she'd read all the stories?
She might. She has a wee half an hour to spare, she might. Yeah. There's a lot there, but yeah, hopefully she will.
That would be good if she did, wouldn't it?
That would be good. She might learn something, and that would be lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be very nice.
Yeah. So, Ian, who's coming belonging to you? You told me your mum's in Portugal.
Yes, but no one's coming. I have friends from college are coming up to see it. They're excited to see it all come together, because I've been talking about it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I can't wait to see what they make of it.
Well done. I think it's a lovely exhibition. I hope a lot of people show up. How long is it going to be here for?
We're hoping 2 weeks. So.
2 weeks, excellent. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the speeches and the talks.
Oh, I'm not, but it'll be grand.
Thanks, guys.
People really bared their soul. They really, truly bared their soul. Like, and another young guy with around homophobic bullying And as I told you before, it was the first time he ever shared that story, ever shared it. And he had said to me, it's time to tell this story. You know, after 5 years of holding that in, and he had never told it. They believe in us, they have the confidence in us, and they know for sure that I am not going to take any of their stuff and not do it justice. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think there's a lot of healing in that. You know, for a lot of people, there's a lot of healing and pride to see 100 people reading their story, you know, and looking at their story, and maybe shedding a tear, and maybe thinking, fair play to you. Do you know what I'm saying? Or good on you, or God, you just look like a lovely couple. Even them small things, that's brilliant for LGBT people to kind of, you know, people are here to read my story, you know.
Very proud for you, Sinead.
Extremely, extremely. To think that, you know, a dream that, you know, you're sitting and you're reading a book and you think, wouldn't this be phenomenal to see LGBT people, that they'd be able to show their face? Serious pride.
Kieran, Sinead was just talking about your story and your involvement in the project. What are your thoughts on that?
I was nervous about a story I've sort of never told anyone at all, on a wall for everyone to see.
Okay. How do you feel now?
Better.
Good. That's good.
I came on and read it and I was like, it's not too bad. It's grand.
Right. So you're delighted you took part in the project?
Yeah, definitely.
It's probably been a very therapeutic, very positive thing for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's helped me. Most of the stuff I wrote, it was sort of just bottled up for a long time and I just wanted to leave it there, but sometimes I now realise it was better to get it out.
Why did you do it?
I don't know. I just said to myself, maybe it's time to do something. I sort of changed my life around this year and stuff like that there, and trying to get everything better, because I was very unhappy for a time, and now I think it's time to let all that go and start anew.
Absolutely, and this is a great way to do it. I mean, look at all the encouragement in the room, all the, you know, positivity, and even the sun came out there a while ago. It was lashing rain this morning, now the sun is shining on all those photographs.
Yeah. It's like a sign.
Yeah. You go to Breakout. You enjoy Breakout.
Yeah.
What do you make of Breakout?
I love it. It's like usually the highlight of my week sometimes as well.
Is that right?
Sometimes it is, yeah. Met some great people through it and everything. It's
fantastic.
Sinead's amazing. She's amazing. She's helped me through a lot of stuff as well.
Yeah. Everyone says that. And that's very important, isn't it? It's brilliant to know that you have somebody like that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I grabbed you in the corridor, Kieran, so I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to grab you before you left, but thanks for talking to me.
No bother.
We're in the auditorium now, so are you going to practice, Eamon?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I think he has the mic on there.
Well, it's just a matter of just testing it, though.
Yeah, go up and see how you feel.
In regards to my story, it's not it's not very dramatic, nor is it very serious. If anything, it's more of an inner conflict.
Hiya, Sinead.
Hey, how are you?
Hiya. Eamon's just practicing. He's a little bit nervous.
Absolutely.
Of course, it's very difficult to...
It is.
To speak in front of people.
Yes.
Do you know? Yeah. I'm nervous myself.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you don't look it.
No, really?
No, not at all. Are you a bit nervous?
Of course. Yeah. Every time you start to speak, of course.
It's So, do you think there'll be a good crowd here today?
I think so.
Good.
I think so. Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully.
A little bit in primary school, but I was never really bullied of anything. Although, I do remember the people back then that they were using the term gay as a derogative insult. I feel, at this point in time, I feel very, very confident, in fact, about me being gay. I came out 2 years ago, first to my friends and then to my family. Overall, didn't have any particular issues with it. Although, admittedly, I don't really talk to my parents all that much about it because it's a bit difficult for me to try and communicate with them.
You know.
Yes?
You're doing fantastic.
Are you sure?
Fantastic. Like,
the way you're talking is you. Just think about it, Eamon. This is your story. You're doing phenomenally well.
Well, this not like reading directly off the
absolutely
story.
Absolutely not. And that's the beauty of it. I think it's you're doing brilliant. You know, so don't be thinking. You know, don't be holding your negativity.
It's just a matter of just tripping.
And Eamon disappeared.
It's just a matter of, I just don't want to be tripping over my words so much.
No.
You know, that might sound like you are, I mean, you're not.
You're not?
No, you're not.
Okay.
You have a lovely tone to your voice, and it's lovely and calm and fluid, and you'd be amazed how good you sound. Now, don't be nervous.
Oh, thank you.
Eamon, it's beautiful.
Do I add anything before or after? Like, should I introduce myself or...?
No, because what Darren's going to do, he's going to introduce you. So
right.
Then you're telling your story. Yeah?
Okay.
It's brilliant. Okay. Well, then, we're okay.
Yeah.
The thing to do, and I don't know, sometimes it works for somebody and sometimes it doesn't. Imagine them all naked.
I was just going to say that.
Imagine them all naked. Yeah. Don't know...
What if there's a really hot guy in the middle?
Well, it's a really hot guy.
Just don't
look at him.
Eamon's dad is out there.
Oh, excellent.
I just met him for the first time. Eamon Senior.
So you're delighted he's come along? Did you know he was going to come?
Yeah, I knew he was going to come. I thought at first that he wasn't able to because of his condition.
Mm-hmm.
He has stem cell cancer, you see.
Ah, that's great. He made such an effort to be here for you today,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay. Are you feeling a little better after your rehearsals?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Hi, my friends there.
Is this your dad?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Hiya. I'm just recording some stuff.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, well, I really don't know an awful lot about it other than what Eamon has told me, you know, but I have no problem with any of this. You know, everybody has to live their own life and do their own thing, and I'm not going to interfere. Nobody interfered in mine. I'm not going to interfere in somebody else's. So, you know, everybody has to make their own way in the world, make their own friends. So,
that's
quite
lovely.
Happy.
You look very happy.
Yeah, why not?
You're proud of Eamon today.
Pardon?
You're proud of Eamon today.
Oh, I am, yes. I've been proud of him all his life.
There you go.
So.
He's a little bit nervous. He was rehearsing.
That's understandable.
Absolutely. He's had a couple of rehearsals, Anna.
Yeah.
He's okay now.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
No doubt about it.
Well, enjoy the
will do, yeah.
Talk. Thank you.
Right, okay.